John.
Hey, what's going on? but obviously, this thing goes a little too long. Sorry, my man. I gotta cut it short.
No, you're good. Like, I was just like, oh.
Yeah. Nice. All right, so I got 4520 Askew Avenue. What's the city on this one?
Kansas City, KANSASCITY.
All right.
Missouri.
Zip code.
64130.
64130. Okay. And then, is this a Master, Visa, Discovery, American
Visa.
Express? Visa. Okay. Remember for the card number when you are.
4754-9731.
Oh, wait. Maybe let's start over one more time. It kind of just squished on me. Let's try that one more time. I do apologize. We got
4 7 5 4 9 7 3 1 0 3 0 6 3 3 8 2.
Beautiful. And the expiration date?
11/26.
All right. And then the security code?
8 1 2.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to make sure I do a triple check on this one before I put anything through, okay? So give me just a second. All right. Good. All right, we're all set. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment on that card of $398 today, okay?
All righty.
All right, all right.
There's $6,000 in the account. I'm not worried about it.
That's okay. Well, listen, we want to make sure we're building that up for you, okay? So, that's all right, brother. So we got one last thing to do. So that process went through. You should get a text message in about a second here. Let me know when you do. Nothing came through yet.
Nope, not yet. I have terrible fucking reception and internet where I live at.
Try that. It could be an email too, though. So either or, whichever it makes it easier.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so the fact that you said email. Hold on. Nope. So I haven't got anything. The ironic part is I moved from Kansas City that has Google Fiber, and then when we moved, I have CenturyLink, and it is like 10% as fast.
Wow.
So not only did my rent go up because I don't live in the hood, but my internet sucks.
That doesn't sound right, man. I missed something.
But my rent went from like $650 with my internet bill of $70 a month to my internet bill is $70 a month and my rent's $1,700 a month. And the internet is so much worse. So much worse.
I don't know how to, you know, internet's crazy, man. They say all this new stuff and then they, I can go on a rampage with all that stuff, but trust me.
What I call irony, right? Because irony has ivory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's ironic because you move out to the country to get away from stupid people, right? And yet, I don't have as many stupid people around me, but now I don't have internet. So it's like, which one do you want? Do you want high-speed Google retardation around you that you have to deal constantly with people being ignorant as hell? Or do you want to move out to the country for peace and have dog shit internet?
Practically none. It's just one or the other, man. I got to keep a balance. Oh, my God.
I definitely vote for prosperity and peace, because my girl, honestly, like, this is something that you can look up on CaseNet, right? My girl pulled a gun on one of our neighbors because she told one of the kids, like, I'll jump over this gate and I'll choke the fuck out of you. My girl came out with her SR9 and was like, say it again, bitch. Say it again. Touch one of my fucking kids. Touch one of my fucking kids. And I was like, oh, good God. Because I'm not even in the area. I was outside of the area working. I was up in Liberty, which is like 15 to 20 minutes away. I got the call, and I was like, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Don't shoot the bitch. I'm on my way. I'm coming. And I showed up, and the cops were like, nope. She did what she was supposed to. The lady, you know, was volatile towards you and your kids, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh, good God. So I was going to have to get a lawyer.
Yeah, be great. You gotta be careful, too. You never know what things people are doing.
Yeah, man. Seriously, yeah.
So I haven't got a text or an email yet. I don't know how you want to handle that, but I haven't gotten either one just yet. I got your email invitation, like, pretty spot on, but I haven't gotten anything.
It definitely went through and everything on my side, too, so.
I didn't break
That's
it.
Okay.
Can you resend it? Can you resend it?
No, it's okay. When you get the text, or text is probably the easiest. What will happen is it will say to sign terms and conditions or terms of experience. It has everything, your invoice, all of it there. And then what you do is you're going to scroll to the bottom, and you're going to electronically sign whatever the name that's on there, however it's on, and then put the date. And it'll bring you, once you put that through, it'll put you to like a login page, which is not created yet. Our techs are going to develop that with you tomorrow. Okay? So you don't have to touch it from there. It's just part of that process. They'll make sure of it as well too. All right.
So my question is, and I do this at checkout, if I scan something and it doesn't scan, is it free?
It'll be- Hey man, if it's free, I'm gonna do this myself too. Sign me up. No, I'm kidding, bro.
Like I said, like I got a text message, I got an email, so it's free, right? Because y'all ain't. Y'all aren't charging me for save, because I ain't got nothing yet. So this is free, right? Like, come on now.
I wish, man. I'd be helping too many people in this world right now, though, you know? Oh, my God.
Honestly, that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean that. But, you know, Kevin, I'm going to tell you this right now. I always say this to every customer that I help out personally. And on behalf of Local Splash, man, welcome to Local Splash. Welcome to the family. We're going to take care of you, okay? Make sure... Keep that phone open tomorrow, okay? So.
Hey, hold on real quick. Like, John?
Yeah.
Don't play with my emotions, all right? Like, I got all
liquor.
I got all this liquor for you. Liquor here, and I'm telling
you. I get deep. We're going.
I have a whole second deep freeze full of meat, and I got a grill on the back. Like, if you going to come by, you gotta let me know, because we're... Yeah. Well, this is the barbecue central, right? We're Kansas City. We barbecue here, right? I got to be ready for you. I'll make sure to got. I'll have two baby back spare ribs. I'll have six steaks on the grill, and I don't know how you feel about veggies, but I'll have asparagus and broccoli ready to grill.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, but you don't hear from me. You better reach out to me too, because I'm gonna talk to my manager about that one. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Oh man, but not for real. You know, maybe in the future here. Again, I will check in time to time with you, man. So if not, you know, you can always hit me up as well too. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. It's a pleasure speaking with you and you know, talking, conversing with you, man. This is pretty cool.
If only work could always be like this, and you don't have to deal with the idealistic pricks that are constantly like, well, sir, I feel
feel as though your rate's a little high. Okay. I feel like you're definitely trying to pass me up onto a subcontracted third party resentment. And it's definitely benign to where my company's standing right now.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, man. Nah, I wish, man. But no, it's been good, my man. It really has. But I got to get rolling on this one as well, too. My man's going to murder me on this one, my man.
it's cool. Just tell him to give me a call, and he'll understand it within the first 20 minutes. And he'll be like, you know what? I understand. He was a good client, and good job on selling him on everything that you sold him on. And I'm surprised that it was only an hour and a half conversation instead of 4 hours. So
you did a good job
on the conferencing at whole conversation to be able to create a preliminary aspect for us to have a sale on. So good job to you.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. You've been very helpful in all this as well, too, man. So it's a teamwork on both sides.
Hey, like I said, let me help you help us.
Yep.
Get to where we need to go. And like I said, if you need any more things, I got you.
We got my email.
Let me help you help me help us to resolve all the situations that we need.
Oh, my God. Well, Mr. Jerry Maguire, I appreciate your help. you take it easy, my man. And if I don't get to talk to you before the weekend, you have a wonderful weekend, all right?
Yeah, no, fuck that. You got my address. You know where I stay.
All right. I got you. All right. Take care, brother.
All right, man. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.